The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or considered, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run.
Morning Glory, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. President-elect Biden has been certified the winner of the presidential election last night. President Trump accepted that in a tweet this morning that was put out by Dan Scavino. Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election, the president had Scavino type, and the facts bear me out. Nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. I wish to play for you Senate Majority Leader McConnell's statement on the floor of the Senate last night when, reassembling after rioters stormed the Congress, he laid down what I believe is the expectation of every American committed to the rule of law.
We're debating a step that has never been taken in American history. Whether Congress should overrule the voters and overturn a presidential election. I've served 36 years in the Senate. This will be the most important vote I've ever cast. President Trump claims the election was stolen. The assertions range from specific local allegations to constitutional arguments, to sweeping conspiracy theories. I supported the president's right to use the legal system. Dozens of lawsuits received hearings in courtrooms all across our country. But over and over, the courts rejected these claims, including all-star judges whom the president himself has nominated.
That is the leader before the riot. I'm sorry. After the riot, he took to the floor of the Senate, reassembled the Senate, and said the Senate of the United States and the Congress will not be intimidated by mobs. And they went forward, and early this morning, they certified, over the objections of some representatives, which are perfectly legal and expected, to various state counts. Both houses have certified President-elect Biden's election. Lindsey Graham spoke last night as well. Cut number 11.
Tim and I have a good relationship. I love Tim Scott. 1876, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Florida sent two slate of electors. They had two governments, by the way, and we didn't know what to do. Why did South Carolina, Florida, and Louisiana do it? To hold the country hostage to end Reconstruction. It worked. The commission was 8-7. It didn't work. Nobody accepted it. The way it ended is when Hayes did a deal with these three states. You give me the electors, I'll kick the Union Army out. The rest is history. It led to Jim Crow. If you're looking for historical guidance, this is not the one to pick.
All right. But again, that's before the riot. After the riot, numerous members of Congress from both parties denounced in absolutely appropriate and unqualified terms the rioters as lawless thugs. Here is Kevin McCarthy, the House leader on Fox News, cut number 8.
America, I condemn any of this violence that's happening in the Capitol right now. I could not be sadder or more disappointed with the way our country looks at this very moment. People are getting hurt. Anyone involved in this, if you're hearing me, hearing very loud and clear, this is not the American way. This is not protected by the First Amendment. This must stop now.
In addition, Mike Gallagher, who was on this show yesterday, congressman from Wisconsin, added this, cut number 10.
Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol Police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service. This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen right now.
What did an interesting thing. The veterans of war, Mike Gallagher of Iraq, Michael Waltz of Iraq and Afghanistan, Tom Cotton of Iraq, condemned without exception everything done by the lawless rioters. Michael Waltz, who represents the area around Jacksonville, down to Daytona Beach. Earlier today, I planned to object to some of the electors of states because I truly believe there were constitutional issues regarding states and courts challenging election law shortly before Election Day. Objecting was supposed to serve as a forum to peacefully debate among my colleagues and raise these serious issues that deserve scrutiny. However, with today's despicable display of violence and intimidation on Capitol Hill, we must move on to ensure a peaceful transfer of power and certify the presidential election. We settle our political disputes through the debate and through law, not violent chaos. I've dedicated my life to serving our country in uniform. I fought to help others achieve the much-desired peace and democracy we have been long accustomed to in America. The world is watching, and we cannot allow our institutions to tear apart over procedural debate. Senator Tom Cotton, again, like Waltz, a combat veteran of the war, issued a statement. Last summer, as insurrection gripped the streets, I called to send the troops in if necessary to restore order. Today, insurrectionists occupied our Capitol. Fortunately, the Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies restored order without the need for federal troops. But the principle remains the same. No quarter for insurrectionists. Those who attack the Capitol today should face the full extent of federal law. It's past time for the president to accept the results of the election, quit misleading the American people, repudiate mob violence. And the senators and representatives who fanned the flames by encouraging the president and leading their supporters to believe that their objections could reverse the election results should withdraw those objections. In any event, the Congress will complete its constitutional responsibilities tonight. Among many of the objectors did withdraw. Kelly Loeffler, the defeated senator appointed in Georgia, withdrew hers. Michael Waltz withdrew his. Unfortunately, some did not. They went forward and were defeated, but they should have. And it is... It was a sad day. 1-800-520-1234. I would like to know your comments. 1-800-520-1234. I wrote for the Washington Post on deadline of an hour last night what follows. It's posted at WashingtonPost.com. Abraham Lincoln took office in 1861 as genuine war clouds loomed. A far, far worse situation than the storming of the Capitol by lawless rioters Wednesday. Lincoln arrived in the nation's city from Illinois by a roundabout route for fear of assassination along the way. He closed his first inauguration this way. "We are not enemies, but friends," he said. "We must not be enemies." Lincoln was not naive. He understood the deep divides in the still young United States, but implored everyone to step back from the brink of violence. "Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection," Lincoln said. "The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone, all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be by the better angels of our nature." Those moderating forces, which proved impossible to summon in Lincoln's days, have been largely missing from our country for 4 years. Since the shock of the election of President Trump, hyperpartisans have waged virtual campaigns against one another, and sometimes the virtual violence turned real. Often the police and other authorities have hung back and allowed looting and lawlessness to go unpunished. At other times, the police themselves have been the targets of attacks, some physical and much verbal. When Trump supporters gathered in D.C. this week to, quote, stop the steal, it is hard to imagine that more than a tiny fraction intended violence, but some surely did, and they chose their moment with fierce intent. Congress had gathered to certify the election of President-elect Joe Biden in a ceremonial process that has been, in recent cycles on occasion, developed a counterpart ritual of objection and debate. But the objectors of 2004 and 2016 did not object on behalf of a contender so indifferent to the facts of vote counts, court decisions, and public opinion as President Trump. I do not believe the president intended today's riot. It has done him and his hopes for a future political comeback great damage. If he did not foresee what people in the outer fringes of his support were capable of, he ought to have seen it. As it unfolded, he ought to have been quick to condemn it. And he should have done so without any sort of mention of his own grievances. His subsequent evening tweet, since taken down by Twitter, bordered on the incomprehensible indifference to mayhem of the day and the death that is a consequence of that violence. He ought to be filled with remorse. Your calls after the break, 1-800-520-1234 on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Let me check markets for you. Markets are usually very sensitive to vast disorders in the body politic, and gold especially will tell you whether or not people are worried. Get gold if you need gold from Birch Gold. And you can do that at HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. I'm always one that believes you ought to diversify into precious metals and have some gold in your safety deposit box or a portion of your IRA in gold. And Birch Gold will do that for you effortlessly, efficiently. Text my name, Hugh, to 474747 or go to HughGold.com. The Dow was up 437 points yesterday amid all the craziness. The NASDAQ, though, plummeted 78. The S&P was up 21. That's part the reaction of the Georgia results, where they believe antitrust actions will be brought against big tech like Google and Twitter and Facebook. Gold went up, though, to 1917 an ounce. That's up 0.45%, reflecting, I think, nervousness about the body politic, nervousness that will be calmed by the resolute action by Senator McConnell and Speaker Pelosi last night to reconvene and finish the certification of the Electoral College. They went until 1:15 in the morning to get it done, as they should, and I salute them both. So I expect gold will stay where it is roughly today, 1917, although President Trump has threatened to go after Alibaba and Tencent, which are Chinese stocks, one of which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. If he does that, there will be more disruption on the market and gold will again increase. But your gold needs can be met at HughGold.com. Let me get on the phones with Bob in Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, Hugh. Let me ask you, obviously you disapprove of the protesters. I call them protesters yesterday. Yes or no? You do realize there are millions of Americans that are not aghast about what happened yesterday.
Bob, if they aren't, then they are aligned with criminals. I do not object to the protesters. I think the protest was completely legal, and on the mall, it was fine. I want the people who broke into the Congress to be arrested, tried, convicted, and sentenced. Lawlessness is not protected by the First Amendment. The protest was perfectly fine.
Keep this in mind, Hugh. I hear what you're saying. Keep this in mind, what they didn't do. They didn't burn it down.
Bob, they broke the law. Lawlessness is going to be condemned on this show every day. There is never an excuse to break the lie. I said the same. Tom Cotton got it exactly right. The rioters in the streets and the looters last summer and the rioters at the Congress, and they looted. They looted the Congress. Did you see one of them walking off with a podium? They desecrated the most sacred space in America.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, Mr. Hewitt. But okay, answer my first, what was a rhetorical question. Now it's not. Do you believe that millions of Americans, millions, are not that upset about what happened yesterday?
No, I don't. I think that is a tiny, look, there are 330 million Americans. There might be 3 million Americans, 1%. I always use 1% as the fringe on both left and right. So half of that, you know, 1.5 million Americans who are lunatic enough to approve of that, maybe.
Okay, well, God bless you. I think you're a great guy, and I will always listen to you, but I think you're a little naive. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Pam in Delaware.
Hi, Hugh. I just wanted to say a few quick things. As a long-term Trump supporter who approved of his policies, his achievements, but never approved of his personal behavior, much as the Democrats would describe Bill Clinton, I'm totally disgusted with his inability to modify the rougher edges of his nature so that he could get reelected and to ruin his future chances as a candidate by his current behavior. He's like the star athlete that can't refrain from technical fouls and gets thrown out of the game.
That's a good analogy, except it doesn't quite grasp the enormity of the fringe element that went into the Congress. Now that people are using the word incite, I'm a con law professor. Incitement is defined in Brandenburg versus Ohio, and he did not incite the crowd because he didn't tell them to storm the Congress. But he ought to have great remorse, and he ought to have been quick to condemn it and quick to urge them to stop. Instead, he kept mixing his grievances, which are imagined, with calls for peace. It was a wholly inadequate moment. It was terrible. And Tom Cotton is right. Mike Gallagher is right. Michael Waltz is right. When I see combat veterans standing up there telling the demonstrators exactly what they need to hear, the president should have done the same. Thank you, Pam. I'll be right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.
The slice of American pie. Have you read my blog today? 300 million little USAs. Your doorstep is just a click away. We'll get together one of these days. How can you be as nice as me? You're not from the same slice as me. Where do we go?
Welcome back, America. Slice by John Androzic, Five for Fighting. We used to be more than a slice of American pie. I just cannot believe what happened yesterday. Everyone who crossed that line needs to be prosecuted. Everyone. It's the same one rule. There is law, and if you break it, you need to be prosecuted. The tragic part, the woman who was fatally shot in the Capitol was Ashley Babbitt, a strong supporter of the president and an Air Force veteran. The woman, 14 years in the Air Force, according to San Diego TV KUSI. She was a strong supporter of President Trump, the local television reported. She was shot amid chaotic and violent scenes inside the Capitol, where some security personnel drew their guns as they were stormed. I've watched enough of the, I'm surprised there was only one fatality. I'm surprised and admiring of the discipline of Capitol Police, who are overwhelmed. I do not understand how they could have been unprepared for this, but I just can't believe these people. And everyone's complicit who was there. Everyone who breached the security is complicit in the death of this veteran. Michael in California. Good morning, Michael. You're up early.
Good morning. Well, sometimes this is the only time of day I get anything done.
Huh.
I'm aware that that one person died of a shooting, but I'm given to understand that there were a total of four people who died.
Yes, three other people died from medical emergencies. It's unclear to me yet whether those are connected to inside or outside of the Capitol, so I'm waiting to connect them to the mob violence.
Right, right. What I was going to say is this was a hijacked demonstration. There is not a scrap of evidence, either in the president's words nor even in his tone, to suggest that he was inciting violence or that he had any expectation of that to occur.
Well, that's what I wrote in the Post this morning. I do not believe the president intended today's riot, but he ought to have foreseen it. Now, that is not incitement. It is negligence. And the negligence was compounded by his failure to respond. Now, he summoned people to D.C., he did not tell them to come for violence. He summoned them to D.C. and he urged them to march to the Capitol, which is perfectly fine. But when they began to riot, he ought to have been immediately on his phone. Stop, stop. And he did not do that. Instead, he waited a long time. And then he went on and issued a Twitter video that began with grievances that might have further inflamed the crowd. It was inexcusable behavior.
Well, I don't think it all suddenly became violent all at one time. I'm given to understand that there was at least one bus full of demonstrators who were, in fact, agents provocateurs.
No. I have not seen, and I will not entertain that. There is no excuse. This was a Trump rally, and it were Trump people, and the woman who is dead in the Capitol is a strong supporter of Trump, and I watched the people with MAGA hats carry out podiums. It was Trump people. There is no such thing as agent provocateurs. That line was used at Kent State. We got to own it. People who supported Trump can support having voted for the president and denounce they are not culpable unless they cross that line. That don't join in. Don't give them cover. Those people broke the law. Tim in Florida.
Yeah, I can't understand how many people actually were in the Capitol and how many people got through.
I'm told it's thousands broke the barrier, at least hundreds in the Capitol. Someone was in the speaker's rotunda. They trashed some offices. I saw a video of them threatening police. It was nuts. If they had gotten to legislators, if they had seen the wrong legislators, murder would have been done. Mobs are mobs for a reason. They lose their consciousness and their collective ability to reason. That's why incitement to violence is a crime.
Well, I'll tell you this. I passionately hate the Democrat Party.
Well, hate is not. I'm going to let you go, Tim. I'm not going to use those words. Go read my article. Lincoln, we are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. They can be wrong without being rotten. They can be rotten without being evil. They can be being evil, and you still, at least as a Christian, C.S. Lewis, you have never met an ordinary human being. Everyone is either an everlasting horror or an immortal splendor. The hatred just doesn't have any room in our politics. It's not a politics of hate. Reagan, Bush, even Trump on his better days is not about hate. We can't be about hate. Joe in New York. Oh, Joe's being screened. Bill in Washington State.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I just think the people seem to be wore out after a constant four-year assault on Trump, the media, and the hundreds of millions of dollars they spent to try to get the man out of office. They feel they have no voice. Hillary gets to walk. Comey gets to walk. There's no justice. No one gets charged with any kind of crime from what really happens. And their whole goal was to get him out of office no matter what.
That can be all true, and it does not justify violence.
Well, I don't condone the violence.
Okay, thank you.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, thank you. Keep going, Bill. Oh, Bill decided to get mad. Mark in Dallas.
Good morning, Hugh. Thank you for taking my call. I think it was absolutely deplorable that we, the people, Trump supporters, Democrats, anybody, has acted violently and embarrassed our country in the face of the rest of the world. Our leader, and I'm a Trump supporter, has not acted He has not accepted the defeat, which is a hard pill to swallow. And if this had been a sports game and the opposing team had won and the players of the game had had such a temper tantrum as we have seen over the past couple of weeks, it would have been called unsportsmanlike conduct. I do feel there's a problem, though, with the way that the media has portrayed Trump over the past 4 years. German politics in the early 30s had the media backing them with propaganda. Governments were changed out for the better or for the worse. But at this point in America, we have embarrassed ourselves. We have.
Let me read you something, Mark, from the Financial Times this morning. Chinese social media platforms were awash with sardonic comments that compared the unrest in Washington to the Arab Spring and the color revolution protests, as well as the often violent pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. Understand that the Chinese Communist Party is our number one adversary in the world, and they are exploiting this endlessly, and they will never stop exploiting this.
And I agree. And that if we have given fuel to the fire on their side, you know,
yep.
We the people need to stop the bleeding. We the people need to bandage our arterial bleeding and stop the bleeding and get back to business of running our country for ourselves, not for one side or the other.
Yeah, do politics, not protests. Do politics,
exactly.
Do campaigns, get involved. If you don't like the result, we could have won that election. It was 42,000 votes in three states. We could have won that election. We did not win that election. It was not computer fraud. It was not anything of the sort. And I'm glad the Congress, by the way, President-elect Biden did a good job yesterday. And I expect, I hope he will do as Lincoln did, which is try to bring everyone rhetorically together, if not on a policy basis. But I'm not going to spread the blame this morning, as people are attempting to do. No, this was a Trump demonstration, a rump of which split off and did violence, and we have to be clear about it. Mark, thank you. I want to get to Joe in New York. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Good to have you.
I just want to start by saying I'm a listener all the time, but I think we do need to own this as supporters of Republican and of our democracy. What happened yesterday was completely patriotic. There was no rioting. There was no looting. We didn't burn streets like Black Lives Matter did.
Joe, wait a minute. Joe, are you saying the demonstration was the violence and the breaking into the Capitol was okay?
Population.
Joe, are you saying 3%. That
3%.
Joe, I want to make sure before I cut you off that I understand you. Are you condoning the violence yesterday?
There was no violence.
Cut him off. That's just nuts. I said on Twitter, do not call me from an alternative reality. I will not give you time. Tim in Phoenix. Hey, Tim.
Hello?
Tim? Yeah, you're on.
Yes, sir. I don't condone the violence, don't condone the actions at all yesterday. The protesters, I believe it was a riot. I'm curious on your take of the Capitol, I think it was the Capitol PD, use of force on the woman. Do you believe it was justified? I haven't heard anything that she was armed.
I don't know. I did see I haven't seen the video surrounding the incident. It will be, of course, every use of force is deeply investigated. I saw moments on tape where other Capitol police were in fear of their lives and retreating. And I do not know what happened. And if someone is in fear of their life, I always defend the police. If there's a legitimate fear for their safety, then deadly force is justified. We will see, Tim. We will see. Brian in Pittsburgh. 30 seconds, Brian.
Hi, Hugh. Good morning. I just want to be clear. I softened my stance towards Donald Trump. I actually voted for him this time around. I did not vote for him the first time. Hugh, he needs to take responsibility. He cannot be the GOP candidate in 4 years. I will not be voting for him. Yesterday was outrageous. His lack of taking responsibility is childish, dangerous. Whatever softening I had towards him, Hugh, He's a human being. He needs prayer. He needs to be respected, absolutely. He needs to go. He needs to leave peaceably. And we as Republicans need to do some serious soul searching. There are white nationalists embedded in the Republican right extreme wing. They are just as bad as Antifa on the left. And we need to do some house cleaning. God bless you, brother.
Brian, well said. I don't disagree with a word that you said. The president has done immeasurable damage. I thought he could open a 2024 campaign. I don't believe he can. I think he's done. 1-800-520-1234. 1-800-520-1234. ReliefFactor.com. There it is. There it is. It's every day at this time. I take it and I tell you, if you're going to go demonstrate, you're going to walk a lot today. Be sure that you take Relief Factor before you go demonstrate, and be sure that you demonstrate peacefully. Because, hey, not lukewarm coffee. Because that's what we're here as Americans to do. Get outside. Be away from people. Socially distance. Half of my team is on COVID watch in isolation. So do keep your distance from people. We're operating at half strength because half of our team may have been exposed to COVID, may have it. We'll see. Not me. So I'm lucky in that regard. But ReliefFactor.com does not do anything to you. But get you ready to exercise. Stay tuned, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.